Can you just say just what the essential facts are on the role the video played in the attack?
I think it's nothing has changed in the fact that we have acknowledged before that our initial assessment took into consideration what was happening elsewhere in the region. And elsewhere in the region, we had had protests at embassies, including Cairo, including Khartoum, based on this video that had appeared on YouTube that was seen as blaspheme against Prophet Muhammad. And so I guess I go back to the fact that, and it's not just unique to Benghazi, but, you know, in any kind of situation like this, it is hard to get all of the facts right away and to present them to the American people. And we, at the time, did the best we could to convey the facts as we knew them at the time to the American people.
So just to clarify, you no longer believe that the video played any role in motivating these extremists, armed or
I don't think we've ever been, to be honest, I don't think we've ever been able to categorically say that the video played no role. But what I think we have been able to say is that this wasn't a demonstration gone awry. This was a coordinated attack.
So you don't believe the video was the motivating factor for this attack? I'm not getting into to attack.
Right, right. I can't say that it's right.
I'm
exactly.
talking about the
yes,
video.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You don't believe that.
Yes, we said that before. I can't say that it was not any, it played no role, but I just can't, it was, sorry to be, I yeah, just don't want to yeah, say categorically right, that it played yeah. no role. I don't know that for a fact. I don't think we know that for a fact. What I can say is that yeah. this was not some demonstration motivated by this video that suddenly spun up into an attack on our facilities. This was a coordinated attack.